The Naffy, World War II, The Wedding.
The word Naffy stands for the Naval, Army and Air Force Institutes, which are universal throughout the services and providing cafes, restaurants and recreational facilities. And we go in there, in the Naffy you could buy, if you felt like it, beer, tea, and what we used to call wads, tea and wads, which was a rock cake or a buttered bun, and you'd get a cup of tea and a buttered bun for sixpence. You could, if you were flush, expand and get a cooked meal. And when I say a cooked meal, something like egg and chips or sausage and chips. And they had two snooker tables, if I recall. They did have a dartboard, and we did play a lot of darts.
It was a lovely warm April day in 1943, and as I recall, we none of us enjoyed the long march to Fort Brockhurst. I, for one, being only too pleased to hear the Sergeant Major bringing us to a halt on the square opposite a building we were soon to learn was the Naffy. I spotted female faces staring at us from the upstairs windows. They hardly seemed impressed at the sight of 300 weary chunkies. We were allocated our barrack rooms by sections, and after the usual rigmarole of drawing palliasses and stuffing them with straw, securing our kit and partaking of a rather frugal cold meal, my pal and I decided to visit the Naffy in search of a little extra sustenance. We entered the building and saw a small stage at one end with a moth-eaten snooker table to its left. At the opposite end was a large rectangular serving hatch, whilst in between were a few dozen chairs and tables. Behind the counter were two girls wearing the familiar blue Naffy overalls, and they were deep in conversation with a couple of Royal Engineer sappers. One of the girls was a very attractive little brunette, so I immediately thought, cool, she's nice. If she plays her cards right, I'll take her out. My enthusiasm was not reciprocated, however. In fact, all four seemed totally unaware of our existence. We waited 3 or 4 minutes until finally, in desperation and in a tone to fit the occasion, I pointed to the Naffy sign above the show stand and asked the brunette the meaning of the inscription, Servitor Servientium.
Ah,
she answered.
That means serving those who serve.
Oh yes, I said, and pointing to my battle dress, I asked, what do you think this is, a pinstripe civvy suit? That did it. Throwing her head aloft in righteous indignation, she turned to her helpmate and announced in a voice loud enough to be heard in the keep,
You serve him, Frida, because I'll never serve that sarcastic pig, even if he's here for the rest of his life.
After which pronouncement, she flounced out of the canteen and disappeared into the dark recesses of the kitchen. The proverbial dropped pin could have been heard as the two sappers glared at us, and we glared back even harder. 7 weeks later, Camilla still refused to serve me. 7 months later, on Christmas Eve 1943, we were married, and the whole of my platoon attended. Even Fort Brockhurst's resident rat-catching dog was there. So you see, Fort Brockhurst has a lot to answer for, and I wouldn't have had it otherwise.